Radio Prague News.
Negotiations have got underway on the formation of regional governments in the wake of the weekend elections. Prime Minister Petr Nečas has said the government may review some of the Labour Ministry's decisions in the sphere of welfare payments. And presidential candidate Jan Fischer has forged ahead of his rivals with close to 30% voter support. Negotiations have got underway on the formation of regional governments in the wake of the weekend elections. The overwhelming support for left-wing parties, seen as a show of opposition to the government's austerity drive, opens the way for the formation of left-wing coalitions with a significantly bigger role for the Communist Party than in previous years. The opposition Social Democrats came first in the elections in 9 out of 13 regions, though they had won in all of them in 2008, with the Communist Party hard on the heels in most. While the Civic Democrats triumphed in the Plzeň region alone, the current coalition of the Social Democrats and Communists is likely to continue there as well. In other regions, the Christian Democrats, the Zemanites and regional groupings have a chance of playing a role in government. Prime Minister Petr Nečas, who is under fire for his party's defeat in the elections, has said the government may review some of the Labour Ministry's decisions in the sphere of welfare payments. The Prime Minister said that the introduction of the so-called S-card, an electronics card for welfare payments, was a case in point. The card has come under fire by the opposition and those eligible for welfare support who say they would lose money on it. Top 09 leader Karel Schwarzenberg also said on Monday he would be in favour of tempering somewhat the social impact of the government's reforms. Election commissioners say the number of invalid votes in the weekend elections was exceptionally high and may have been a form of protest on the part of disgruntled voters. Statistics reveal that the number of invalid votes was double the number in past years in several regions, and analysts are linking it to calls made by a number of public initiatives who advised people to go to the polls but to invalidate their vote by casting an empty envelope or ripping up the balance sheet. Presidential candidate former Prime Minister Jan Fischer has forged ahead of his rivals with close to 30% of voter support, according to the Stem polling agency. His main rival, another former Prime Minister, Miloš Zeman, is in second place with 16.5% support, and Senator Jiří Dienstbier, the official candidate of the Social Democratic Party, is third with 13.9%. The surge in support for Mr. Fischer is widely ascribed to the fact that economist Jan Švejnar recently announced his decision not to run for president, resulting in a strong shift of support for the former caretaker prime minister. Members of the so-called Toffel Gang have gone on trial in Brno. The gang is named after a former head of the regional economic crime squad, who together with several former colleagues threatened and bribed entrepreneurs. They elicited large sums of money for withdrawing trumped-up charges against them, and in some cases even threatened to murder or abduct family members if the money was not delivered. 13 members of the gang are standing trial in a process that may take months. The court is preparing to hear over 100 witnesses. If convicted, the men would each face up to 16 years in prison. The winner of this year's Czech press photo is photographer Milan Jaroš of Respekt, with his photo of people mourning ex-president Václav Havel on Wenceslas Square. A photograph of Mr. Havel's widow Dagmar won in the People in the News category, and David Černý, a Prague-based photographer for Reuters, won in the Contemporary Issue category with a photo of a bar during the recent prohibition on spirits. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The coming days should be partly cloudy with rain in places and day temperatures between 11 and 15 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarová, and that's the end of the news.